Companies keep relocating to North Texas, and it looks like it's just not going to stop. But the question is, why do they come here? What is the attraction? How long is the attraction? Well, one person who knows all this is Mike Rosa. He's the Senior Vice President for Economic Development at the DRC, the Dallas Regional Chamber. And he leads the economic development efforts, and he's one of the first contacts, I think, when companies are looking to relocate here. And Mike Rosa joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's good to be with you, and it's good to be conducting economic development and corporate attraction in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I've been in the region since 1988, started at the Fort Worth Chamber for 14 years, had a two-year stint in between chamber jobs, and I've been at the DRC now for 20 years, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. It has been remarkable, in my opinion, what has happened in Dallas-Fort Worth over the last 20 or 30 years. And, you know, you could add the state of Texas as a whole into that in terms of corporate locations and expansions and growth. Yeah. I remember, David, when the 1990 census was taken and the data came out a year or two later, it took longer back then to compile the data, and was very proud to change all of our brochures in Fort Worth. You know, the Dallas-Fort Worth region had moved into the top 10 U.S. metropolitan areas at just under 4 million, I think, at that time, just, you know, 30 years and change ago. And now 8.1 million in just a handful of years, we will intersect Chicago in terms of population to be third. And then a few years after that, at current growth rates, Houston will move into fourth position. So it'll be New York, L.A., DFW, and Houston,
right.
1, 2, 3, and 4. Remarkable growth. A lot of companies have come in, as you know.
Yeah.
A lot of companies have expanded and grown. And I think, you know, when I get a chance to visit with these companies and help them find their way, they're focused on fundamentals. They are really over time, that's been very, very consistent. You know, the driving factors over sort of a time span, if you go back into the 80s and continuing into the 90s and the 2000s, you know, DFW Airport. DFW International Airport, and more specifically, the hub airline situation there, and then the flights to everywhere.
Absolutely. And the location is important. But when you talk to these companies, I mean, I look back on Toyota. I mean, Toyota had various headquarters around the country, but they were entrenched in California. They had people who lived in California. They had manufacturing facilities. They had offices. They had people who embedded there. What is it that prompts a company, any company, to pick up its roots and relocate?
It is a difficult thing for a company to do. You know, I get chills thinking if I just had to move my family,
right,
you know, from one house to another. I can't imagine the sense of responsibility and the challenge it is to move an entire company, because companies are people. And in Toyota's instance, it's a great example of thousands of people that they wanted to come to North Texas. But you know, every time I talk to a company, and this has been consistent over the years, when they make a location, yes, they want to know what the current environment is, and they're reacting to the environment that they are in, whether it's California, Chicago, New York, or wherever they're at currently. They're assessing all of sort of the present day challenges and opportunities that they have. But it's when they make a decision to move, they're betting on the future. They're betting on the future, and the questions that we deal with and the data that they're asking for and the assurances that they're looking for are all forward looking, David. They're making a big decision, a big bet, and they're making a long term decision. You don't move a headquarters for a year,
right,
or 5 years, or even 10 years. When you move something like that, you want the roots to go deep. And so what Texas and DFW in particular has been able to offer is just fantastic fundamentals across the board. The location is great. But, you know, a good location without the access to that location is somewhat meaningless. And we've got the combination of access and location. And then you add in the sort of the critical mass that's here. That's the corporate critical mass, the vendors, the just everything that a corporate headquarters is going to need is here. And that's a virtuous cycle that's developed.
And another big part of it is the pool of talent. You have to have, because companies are going to relocate a lot of their people here, but if they plan to grow, then you have to have a pool of talent. Now, financial firms, we've seen, you know, Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America and Fidelity and Schwab and everybody else coming in here. But it seems like the jobs almost follow them as opposed to them going where the jobs are. It becomes an attraction.
Well, we've got a, I like to think of it as a layer cake when it comes to talent. It's I'm a visual person, and that's the best way I can think to describe it. And we, so we're very advantaged here. We've the base layer is just, you know, the 8.1 million people that are here. And then in a very accessible distance, you've got the Texas Triangle, you know, and you've got, so you've got 20 plus million people. So there's a base layer of talent that is here that assures a company they're going to be able to find a talent. Then if a company is making a move or an expansion here, and if it is their objective to bring people with them, and then sometimes that's not always the objective, but if it is the objective, we love to see that, then Dallas-Fort Worth is a place that, you know, people will move to. You know, it's like, sure, we'll go to Dallas. You know, that sounds great. There's a lot of opportunity there. It's a big place. Lots going on. Let's go take the family, take myself, whatever it is, friends, and make a go of it. And then when the company is here, taking advantage of the talent that's here, bringing their own folks here, then we've got a tremendous base of colleges and universities, you know, and training and degree programs. You know, our universities in the region, David, are sort of scattered about, right? And but when you put them all together, and including the very powerful two-year college systems in our region, you've got 300,000 or 400,000 people at any on any given day that are in our colleges and universities. That's more than anywhere else in Texas.
Right.
So that's another layer of the cake. It's kind of the icing on the cake is that we grow talent here too.
And healthcare becomes a major consideration too on several levels. And this is one area where the state has been criticized. I know in some CNBC polls and others, but we have an enormous medical university system that seems to be growing.
Oh, it's fantastic. And over the years, it continues to get better and better. Of course, the gem in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is UT Southwestern Medical Center. But there is a burgeoning life science, biotech. That whole ecosystem is really kind of coming together right now. The DRC is a big part of that. Things that are going on at Pegasus Park, just north of downtown Dallas, and the expansions there. I expect over the next 5 or 10 years, that we will really see the life science biotechnology sector really grow here. And it's going to complement some of the other sectors, David, that are growing here as well. You know, we have, I mean, more than any other metro area that I've studied, we have as great an opportunity to succeed going forward with new companies and corporate locations and expansions, because we've got, we being our region, we have our you know, we are in all of the new spaces, you know, autonomous mobility, artificial intelligence, software, gaming. You think of the things, you know, that we currently know about that we expect to produce lots of jobs and sort of be the markers of successful metropolitan and state economies going forward. We've got all those ingredients here. And when you have all those ingredients, all those collisions that are happening, the you know, the innovators, the entrepreneurs, the capital stacks that are here, you also set yourself up for being a place where new stuff, things that we're not thinking about right now, but 5 years from now, we may all have in our pocket, you know, that can come here and grow here as well.
And the diversification of the economy is one of the things, one of the ingredients that keeps the wheels running. But that's not to say there aren't some challenges. You have this enormous growth that you have chronicled, doubling, tripling in size in a fairly short period of time, constrain, you know, the infrastructure. You look at the grid. That's an ongoing concern, really, for everybody, but electricity. Politics. The state of Texas pops up in political commentary a lot. Those are challenges I would expect that you hear about from companies that are looking at relocation.
Well, again, companies are, as I said earlier, companies are looking to make future bets, right, whether it's a headquarters, whether it's manufacturing. There's big dollar investments that they're making, big decisions that they're making, and they want assurances, and they want to know that they're not going to look back in the out years and say, you know, we regret the decision that we made. And so we are, as a chamber, and along with all of our partners in the region and many, many others, on top of issues like the grid, like education, you know, like quality of life investments and infrastructure investments. It's great that we're in a state, David, that has a surplus to work with. We do have challenges. We do have challenges of growth just here in our region. You don't add 150, 200,000 people a year without having to manage the challenges of growth. You know, housing is more difficult to achieve than it was 5 or 10 years ago for individuals and families. Fortunately, houses are going up here. Apartments are being built. Houses are being built here at a more rapid clip than they are in other places. So we're keeping up with that growth, but you always are going to have challenges. And in a region like ours, and this is a good problem to have, but it's a problem. You've got so many that have come. There's so many that are prospering. You know, one of the wealthiest regions, one of the most successful corporate locations and growth and all those kinds of things. But, you know, not everyone is attached to that upward slope in our region. So over time, if you're not creating opportunities for everyone, if you're not doing things to raise education across the region and help everyone have as good an opportunity for success as you can have, the disparities, the gaps get bigger and bigger. You know, there are many places in the U.S. where not much is happening at all, and where you have a lot of equity,
right,
and where you have a lot of balance there. And here you've got the rapid upslope, but you've got to do what you can to get everybody sort of up on that curve. That's why we get excited about some of our efforts in Southern Dallas County, for example, with some of the job producing facilities and some of the things we're seeing at the independent school districts and training, all those things, you know, to just make our region as good as it can possibly be for everyone that's looking for an opportunity and looking to raise their station in life.
And the challenge is to keep the momentum going, and it sure looks like it is. Mike Ross is the Senior Vice President for Economic Development at the Dallas Regional Chamber, and one of the first ones to know when they're looking. And wish I could read your inbox and see who's sniffing around us right now.
The Book of Secrets, David, is what we call it.
Appreciate the time. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.